The Congo Close Residents Association was established in June 2016. We are a passionate and unique community group based in Concord Close, Hounslow. We represent the majority of residents that live within the Close, which is made up of 43 households of families and elderly. Our committee consists of four of the following residents who have lived in Concord Close spanning 5 to 20 years. So myself, Fran Smith, Yasmin Mopakos, Rupinder Carr, who unfortunately is unable to make today, secretary, and Daniel Smith, the treasurer. Our history. The CCRA was formed due to the following concerns: antisocial behaviour, such as drug-related activity, community safety, burglary, theft, and flight tipping, as seen in Exhibit A, where you can see where Concord Close is situated. We have the influx of people using the area for drug activity, leaving drug paraphernalia, the homeless using corridors and spaces to sleep, use charging points for electricity, defecating in front of people's doorsteps, and it's just ongoing. And also, the neglected properties are owned and maintained by the Housing Association Home Group. Over the course of 20 years, Home Group have failed to provide adequate property maintenance and general upkeep of the external areas, which as a result has dramatically deteriorated over the years, which we believe has given has been a deliberate act in order to build up a strong case for the demolition of the estate. See Exhibit B. You can see the planters drastically deteriorated, the presence. This is actually a crime scene. There was a stabbing here in January 2016. So that's a little bit of the history of what we've been challenging and what's actually made us form as a residents association. So what we have achieved. The CCRA have had a positive impact on the community in tackling ongoing issues, encouraging community cohesion through engaging initiatives to strengthen the multicultural, multi-faith community with a mixed demographic range of 0 to 90. We have presented our concerns to Home Group, MP Ruth Cadbury and Hounslow Metropolitan Police, set up Neighbourhood Watch and Active Residents WhatsApp group, and implemented community meetings and projects to help rejuvenate and tidy the areas of the Close. Our future. In July 2017, residents were notified of Home Group's intention to demolish and regenerate Concord Close. Prior to this, residents were not given the consultation to explore other alternatives to rejuvenate the area. The decision to regenerate was made entirely by Home Group. Since then, residents have felt unsettled and uncertain about their future, which is causing extra stress, especially to those that suffer from mental health issues. Although residents have been invited to design workshops and coffee mornings organised by Home Group, we do not feel that we have had all of our concerns answered. Our trust in Home Group has been severely damaged by a long history of poor customer service that the CCRA are continually having to challenge. What we would like to ask: where will residents be rehoused in the decanting programme of Concord Close Regeneration, planning due to be submitted in autumn, winter 2018? There has been no definite confirmation in writing from Home Group or the London Borough of Hounslow as where residents will be temporarily housed and if they intend to return to the regenerated site or rehoused to another location if residents decide they do not want to be included in regeneration. I don't know whether you want to take the opportunity to answer as per the questions are obviously. So if you'd like to.
Hello, I'm Tom Roos. I'm a development manager at Home Group. I've been working specifically on Concord Close for the regeneration. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Thanks for coming, Tom. Appreciate it.
So, in answer to your question about where people will be rehoused during the decanting programme, we're currently looking into a number of options, which involves our own stock, speaking to local estate agents to find out what's available, and considering other options. But the reason we've not been able to say yet is because we need to meet with every household individually to fully understand everybody's housing need, so we're able to ensure that the accommodation that people will be moved into at the time you move is absolutely suitable. So, for example, customers with disabilities, we can ensure that they're in disability friendly accommodation. People who really need to be close to their workplace or their schools, for example, we know where that needs to be. And this is something that the regeneration team are working on at the moment, but of course, with the planning application not yet submitted, I think it will be closer to the time where we know fully exactly where everyone will be moved to. But of course, we're going to be speaking to all of you and making sure that, that your needs are taken into account.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just
quickly
ask?
Yeah,
yes. When would we be able to let the residents know?
Apologies. Our intention is to submit the planning application later this autumn, and once we've done that, the next steps over the next few months will be having these one-to-one meetings with residents, and from that, I would have thought early next year. So in the next few months of next year, we'll be able to start. But what's going to influence it a lot is the properties available on the market. So once we know exactly what we're looking for 43 households, we can work as properties become available.
Okay. Are you happy with that answer?
Sorry, I would like to interject here. It's understandable that planning applications need to go through first, and this is what we need to have a concrete participation of when it comes to the planning consultation. I feel that residents need to have an input only because of the fact that we have been the victims of crime. We worked tirelessly to target harden the area because I don't know whether some of you have visited Concord Close. That is actually the hub of where you've got soliciting activities taking place. We've just had recent stabbings. Drug is a major thing. Now, prior to the CCRA, we found that majority of the residents were suffering from mental health, isolation. We've actually facilitated this platform. The only issue that we have is when it comes to the planning consultation, we don't want the plan to go through. We want to see what the plan is about, because there's two things here. We don't want a Grenfell Tower situation to take place. We want to know about the credibility of these of the company. We want to know which company they are going to use to plan and build these properties. And secondly, what we also want is, we've been there, like for example, our eldest residents been there for about since the 1970s. So I think it's about time that we have more input when it comes to that. In addition to this, we have families, we have young people that have aspirations as well. We need them to be part of this consultation. So we need now transparency, and we need a time frame, because right now at the moment we're having, which obviously we are grateful and appreciate Home's effort when it comes to the designing of the interior design. But now the next question, every time we are asked by our residents, because we have formulated a community now, you know, we're like a big family. If anything, we've actually adopted the big society, right? Not being political, but on Concord Close. So what we need is a clear time frame of when we want to be part of the consultation and more input.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, with planning, you will have a chance to have an input.
We are your board councillors, the three of us here, and I have been there several times. I've spoken to a lot of people there as well.
Okay.
And aware of the issue. Ruth has phoned me personally as
yes,
well. Yesterday.
Yeah, we've been liaising with
Ruth.
Yes,
Ruth, our MP, she had phoned me yesterday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Chair is very generous. She's given you more time than you're allocated.
Yes, I'm very conscious of that. Carry on.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is that fine?
Finish your
presentation,
but do you
want to
finish?
Yeah.
No, that's
what.
Okay.
Thank you. So, well, I'll just continue because obviously I'm conscious of the time.
Can I just quickly say on the consultation? We've got our meeting on Monday for all the residents,
exactly,
and we're going to tell you all about exactly what the
perfect.
What the design is going to include, and we're going to give you a chance to.
Yeah,
feedback.
And we look forward to seeing that as well. Thank you.
Can the board councillors be invited?
Absolutely. I believe letters have gone out to you for the public consultations, but you're very welcome to join the residents on Monday too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So so this is following where we residents be rehoused in the decanting programme of Concord Close with regeneration. 1.2, many want to stay within the Hounslow Borough. Will LBH be able to facilitate this? 1.3, there are new developments in the area that would meet many residents' needs. Can this be explored as priority housing options for the displaced residents? 2, due to health and noise pollution concerns, residents would prefer not to live on a building site during demolition. Can LBH ensure that we are all moved out well before work commences? We have not had anything in writing stipulating that residents will be moved out well before work commences. Home Group had initially given the impression that they wanted to work through the demolition process in phases, which meant residents would be temporarily rehoused at different times. This means that there would be some residents subjected to health and noise concerns of living on a building site, and no one wants that. You can appreciate that, not even having to be a resident. 3, residents would like to be consulted, notified in writing by LPH of any meetings in relation to the planning and regeneration process of Concord Close. Although Home Group have been communicating to residents through design workshops and coffee mornings due to early intervention from the CCRA residents in July 2017, when news of the regeneration was first made known, key questions that affect the livelihoods, lifestyles, and well-being of vulnerable families and elderly residents have yet to be addressed, and this needs immediate attention. All communication and news must be put into writing in order to minimise distress. Thank you. We appreciate your time, and we hope you can assist us with our concerns. We would be happy to answer any further questions. Thank you for your time. We appreciate we went over.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. That's a very good presentation. Thank you for that.
I think there's another question for you.
Okay.
You can ask them. Resident who wants to move back into that accommodation again, would they be given preference?
We have been, they have said that we would have priority to. We've actually had a letter last week. So we had a letter that had the 10 commitments of what they're going to offer us.
Mm-hmm.
But there was the section in relation to the temporary housing was very vague. It was literally a paragraph saying that one-to-one consultations will be carried out in June. But it's all a bit vague, and we've been hearing the same thing for months and months and months, yet they're very organised. They've got these plans in place, but they were not thinking about whether they were going to house us. It seems like everything has been thought about, but the pinnacle thing that's going to affect our lifestyles and it's actually causing us massive stress has not been really looked into. It seems a bit vague, and that's what is obviously why we're here today.
Through you, Chair. For some reason, we have not been involved so far.
Exactly.
We are the board councillors, so would you involve us? Chair?
Yes, I have actually been.
We are here to help you.
Yes, exactly. This is it. We have when we first initially contacted Ruth, we did contact. I think it was you actually. All right. So I was CCing you into emails. I'm not sure.
Then you have a meeting.
Yes.
Invite us, please.
Yes, definitely. So there has been a trail by emails, and obviously with Ruth, who's been absolutely amazing in supporting us and has been attending our events. We've had street parties and engaging the community. And Yasmin would like to.
Sorry, I would like to sort of break this stigmatization of social housing. We have aspirational young people that have really developed. They've actually started a study buddy on our close, and this is affecting them as well as our residents. So we're looking at their future. Displacing them out away from their locality of the schools will have a detrimental effect. Not only that, we've got professionals, we have entrepreneurs, we have businessmen, we have, you know, prospective like teachers, graduates, designers on our close. So it's not the fact that, you know, Concord Close, if anything, is a beacon. I'm not trying to put our close up, but I hope, and we are really, all of us are looking forward to working with you, councillors. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you
very quickly.
Much.
Yeah, I think I met you in a police meeting.
Yes, we did, and I've been sending you some initiatives.
Okay, would you like to respond to
that? Hi, everyone. I'm Emma Murgatroyd. I'm Lead Development Manager for Regeneration at Home Group. And just touching on what Yasmin said, from the very beginning, we know that this community is a strong one, and it's not our intention to break that up. And your question about the one phase, it was the original intention. We did talk about a couple of phases. What we've got from you guys, though, is that you said you want to be in one phase. So everything we're doing now is to enable that. So we can't 100% guarantee it because nothing can be guaranteed. But it is our preference to do it in one phase. So that is our preference to do that. In terms of people coming back to the estate, so we have done housing need forms that we've got the majority back. So we know that people are over-occupying. There's a lot of larger families in two-bedroom accommodation that's unsuitable. So we've done all of the housing needs assessments, and that accommodation has been allowed for in the new development. Every household that wants to come back to Concord Close in the new development has that opportunity and will get that opportunity. It's certainly not Home Group's intention to displace anyone. And as building on what Tom said, due to kind of the uncertainty of the planning timescales, because as soon as we submit, that kind of sets a clock, and then we know kind of we have 13 weeks until a committed decision. Before that, what we wouldn't want to say is, yeah, you'll definitely know by then, and then we can't commit to that. I think that's almost worse sometimes. So as soon as we submit the planning application, which will inform everyone on the close that we do so on the date that we do it, you'll get, as consultees from the council, you'll be written to. So as a separate to all of the consultation that we've done, you'll be consulted by the council, by the planning officers. I think that's a 21-day process. And as Tom said, once we've submitted that planning application, that's when Anthony and Davina, who you've all met, who are regeneration officers, they'll have your one-to-one meetings with you guys, make sure that you are close to your schools, to your work, to your doctors, to anywhere that's important to you. And that's why we can't say you'll definitely be there, because that might not suit someone. And to your other question about LBH, we've been working really closely with Pratima Sood, and she's been incredibly helpful, the housing officer. She's been at our pre-application meetings, making sure that everything is going right on the housing, not just the design side. And Pratima's been really helpful in saying that she can put us in contact with people, say, who have property in the area. And she's kind of asked for all of our housing need. So Anthony and Davina are working with her. So, as I say, Lundenborough Hounds have been incredibly helpful as well on that score. So they've got a list of everything we need. Local estate agents got everything we need. So as soon as something comes up, that's flagged with us. And then if it's time, we can look to match that with someone who's had the one-to-one. So that's kind of how it works. And we understand that it's really, really frustrating that we can't give you timescales, and we know that. But there is good reason behind it.
And there are always loads of teething problems in applications like this, so we all just muddle through. But is it right that a pre-application planning application is going in on the 20th of September, or not yet?
So that'll be the pre-committed presentation. So that'll be everything that we present to you guys on Monday, and any tweaks that you guys want from the consultation, plus anything that we get from the public exhibitions that are on the 13th. 15. We're also doing a neighbour consultation, so an introduction, because obviously, quite rightly, we focused on our customers, but there are people around the estate that might want an introduction to it prior to the exhibition, so we're doing that as well. So anything that comes out of that consultation will be within that pre-committee presentation, but that's prior to submission anyway.
All right. And so that meeting, of course, no one's notified about that one, but it is open to the public, and the planning committee agenda and website gives the details about the meeting if you're interested in that. And of course, like you said, once the application is launched, residents and neighbouring properties will be consulted, and they will be given 21 days to comment on anything which you don't like in there. Councillor Malik.
Thank you, Chair. A couple of things. You said that everybody will be given the chance to come back to Concord Close should they wish to do so. How is it actually going to be transparent and traceable that everybody who actually is interested is given the opportunity to come back.
So as Fran mentioned, we wrote to all of our customers with our commitments, one of which is that if you want to come back, you will. That's in writing to them. We're happy to put it in writing with any kind of temporary tenancies that they have to sign. That they have, we're happy to put all of that in writing. That is our commitment as Home Group, that they will get a chance to come back if they want to. Some people don't want to or express an interest not to, and that's fine as well, and we'll help them as much as we can, but everyone who wants to come back has got the opportunity to do so, and we can put that in writing.
Probably too early to ask the question, will that be any cost involved with that residents if they decide to come back?
Absolutely not, no. So we pay the statutory home loss payment, which is currently at £6,100. And if you're out for over 12 months, you get that again when you come back. We also pay for disturbance payments, so that will cover things like reconnecting white goods and any removals. We also supply boxes and packing materials and everything like that. So, and for more vulnerable people, we'll actually arrange for them to be packed up as well.
Chair, just one more question, if I may. As terms of the consultation, and obviously a lot of the time you have everything on the drawing board, exactly what you want to build, and then you take it to the residents or take it to the councils or whatever. The danger sometimes is that you have actually already costed everything, you have done everything you could do to maximize the residence as accommodation and so on. I mean, how much are you there to change your mind after the consultation with the residents that there are things which is actually we never thought about it, and there is a lot of the things which actually we missed out, or some of the things we missed out, and how is it going to impact on your costing and on your change of mind and all that sort of thing? Have you taken that in account? And because obviously before you submit the drawings, I think the consultation has to be done with the residents. So I just want to know how much allowance have you actually built in?
So as mentioned previously, we've done design workshops. So actually during the design process, customers have been invited along to the design workshop. So prior to everything on a plan, we've kind of worked out, I think we were actually creating master plans at the very beginning with blocks. So we just kind of had an outline plan and then had blocks of kind of what you'd like to see, where people would ideally like to be on the estate, things like that. We then looked at public realm and landscaping. We've had young people's workshops, which unfortunately I couldn't attend, but they were brilliant. So we have done a lot of consultation throughout the design process. So what we hope to show on Monday probably won't be that new to any of the customers who've attended, and we've had 81% attendance at these engagement sessions. So we're quite confident that what we're providing has been fed throughout this process.
Well, I would really like to have a feedback from the two ladies there. Once they had a consultation, once they have given their opinion, and I just would be interested as a consultant to know that how much is being taken on board, and are you satisfied with what you've got? Okay.
Yeah, that's why we said invite us to your meetings,
yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll be involved in them. Okay, I think we've had a really healthy discussion on this. The maximum speaking time for the open forum was 30 minutes, and we've dedicated a really healthy bit, but I still not other speakers. So I hope everyone's happy and you got some of your answers. And I really do think that if we all work together, we will come up with a plan which suits everybody, and everybody can be hunky dory. Thank you so very much.
Can I just remind the audience there, pre-meeting is for the local board councillors and the planning committee. We are in the planning committee. So if you want any question, come to the meeting, please. If you want any question, give it to us. We'll ask on your behalf.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. And with that, I do believe that we have another speaker from Logan.
Yes.
Okay, yes, if you could come forward to the front, please. Yes, please, thank you.